You ready?
Yeah.
Wait, I got a burp.
Go ahead.
Never mind. It passed.
Like my grandma.
Hey, yo.
It's okay, this happens all the time. Hey everyone, I'm Anne.
I'm Tracy.
And this is Beyond the Plot.
Is it?
I guess. Sometimes. What is up, everyone? We're back for episode 12. Okay, I don't know why I said that. I just got very excited.
For this episode, I think Anne prepared like a bunch of questions.
I did.
She had a bunch of typos too. I was trying to read this. Yeah, I was like headache. I was reading it and I'm like, this girl did not spell check.
Okay, first of all, when I prepared the questions, I was reading to my iPad.
I knew it.
Yeah, because I was getting too lazy to type.
Okay.
So I was just talking and it was like, listen, what?
I really knew it because of the way the typos were.
Really?
Yeah, look at
I really honestly thought that it did a good job.
Yeah, no.
Because I did not read it. Sorry. Whatever. Who gives a shit? So who gets to ask the first question?
I would think that considering you were the one who put this together, you.
I might randomly pick a question though. Like, I don't want to. Do we want to do this? Like.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Okay, let me ask you. Oh, wait, no, I'm scrolling. Sorry, wait.
It's a touchscreen.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
I'm getting serious already. This is question number one. What is something your parents did to you that you will never do to your future kids? Okay, I see
God,
the typo.
That's such a, yeah,
I see
right?
the typo, sorry.
God, that's such a hard question, though.
My nail
Dude,
picked
I don't
it.
Even have kids.
Your future kids.
How do, so, like, this is with the assumption that I'm going to have kids. Okay.
Fine. Hypothetically.
There you go. It's like, whatever.
It wasn't a given.
You know what? Probably let your kid in way too much when they're not adults yet.
Because
you know how a lot of times.
Oh, that's a good one.
Families are going to be like, oh, okay, it's a kid. We don't tell them because they're a kid. I get it. But I also like, I like when families are like, oh, we'll tell them even if they're a kid, but we'll say it in a way. But I realize that if you do it too much, where you really treat the kid like they're an adult, like I feel like the way I was kind of treated growing up, my family, they'd always talk to me like I was a little adult. And I realized that in ways it kind of fucked up my head a little bit, just because I felt like I was a child, but feeling adult things or like, things that I didn't need to be part of. Like I didn't need to be asked if I was ready for my mom and dad to get like divorce or an annulment. I mean, you know,
yeah, because like you were things, so young,
yeah,
also
it's like
when that
things
happened.
You don't want to have to,
I guess it's a situational kind of thing, like you weigh your guess you weigh the pros and cons of telling them some certain things, because yeah, like you're right, they will grow up too fast and not be able to enjoy their childhood in a way, or like in some ways, like it may not be clear to you as a parent, but then like maybe internally your kid is like, you know, like thinking about something too much or too soon.
That's why a nervous ball of nervous.
A ball of nerves?
A nervous.
A nervous ball of wreck? a ball of nerves.
I'm just nervous.
That's that line.
Yeah, what's the line?
A nervous wreck.
Probably.
A ball of nerves.
Oh, I'm like a ball of like just.
Ball belongs somewhere, though.
What's something that your parents said to you that you'll never do to your future kids?
I did not think about this question. It's something that they didn't do, which I would probably... Is that the
That's
opposite?
Not the question, though.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God.
That's not the question,
the opposite.
Though.
I will not teach my kids to regulate their emotions.
Wait, what?
I would not teach them. So I would teach them.
Okay, see, you should have just said it like that.
No, because you said that's not how the question is.
Okay, fine.
Because
okay.
It's like, what would you...
Fair.
What would you not do, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, me, I'll go next.
Yeah, okay. You ask me a question.
I'm gonna scroll.
You're not scrolling, yay!
Yeah, I have nails.
Yeah.
Should, like, do this so that it's, like, I don't know which way is, like, up or down, right?
Oops. I guess.
If someone offered you a box containing everything you've ever lost, what would you look for first?
Oh, my God. That is so difficult.
Oh, gosh, I already
what
know.
What have I lost? You know yours? Shit, that's so pressuring. Wait.
Again.
Wait, what question was that? If you could... no, this is such a shallow answer, but then I had... Maybe not even. I had these dolphin earrings when I was a kid, and they were my favorite thing ever. But I don't know where they are anymore. But I super love them. Like, I'm emotionally attached
to them. Do you remember how you lost them?
Moving.
Oh, probably. You moved a lot.
Yeah, moved like a fair bit. So I think I would find that because I think I wore them on the first day of kindergarten and like first day of first grade and, you know, stuff like that. Like I'd wear them.
Sentimental value.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And they were so cute. I would so wear them.
So cute.
They're so cute. I would so wear them today. Okay. So yeah, that's mine. What would you find? I mean, yeah, what would you look for? I feel like
this is so sad.
If, am I going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry.
Am I going to cry? I might because I'm pretty sensitive.
If I could, what would I find in that box? If someone offered me a box containing everything I ever lost,
mm-hmm.
what would I look for first? My grandma.
Oh my God.
I would definitely look for my grandma first.
Could we go for that?
Because stuff? I think that, like, I know it says that's like a box containing everything you ever lost. And I can't really think of anything physical that I've truly lost that I really want back.
Yeah.
Except for that.
Oh. If you're listening, grandma. Oh, that's so sweet. But then, yeah, it would. Well, it didn't really specify.
Yeah, right.
Right? But then, like, yeah, I just went to thing.
Yeah, I
mean. Like
inanimate
object.
I completely get
in
that.
My head, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would too, but I don't think things mean that way to me, like mm-hmm. that.
Like, you're not attached to it in
like,
that way.
I do like my things, but I don't care about it like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. I mean, that's nice because, like, you were super close to your grandma, too. So, I completely understand.
Yeah, now she's dead.
Oh my God, that's like not even the first time she mentioned this tonight. She's just making me sad.
I don't know how to like not laugh about it too. It's so weird.
It's just how you cope, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm always just like, yeah.
Yeah. Like.
All right.
Me next question.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take turns.
I can't twist my iPad.
That's fine. I completely get that.
Left or right? Pick one.
Right.
Would you rather be misunderstood your entire life or never truly understand anybody else?
Never truly understand anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, I'm not gonna like go on with my life and nobody understanding me. Do you know how frustrating that is?
True.
Just holy crap, I'd go crazy. What about you?
I think I would go the other way because I don't really care what other be misunderstood because I don't really care so much about what other people think.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
of
I get
me,
that.
Like you can think that I'm crazy and go on with your life. And I'm okay with thinking that you think I'm crazy and I can go on with my life. Because, like, most of the time you're probably just thinking about yourself anyway. Like, you only think of me this much in your day. Or maybe sometimes not even at all. And then, like, I'm okay with you thinking of me this much and then going on with your life and, I guess, your day or the rest of your life. So I'm okay with people thinking I'm...
But...
Or people misunderstanding me.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you don't understand yourself, right?
I mean, I would like to think that I understand myself also. So,
I mean, I thought about the same way. I'd rather never truly understand anyone else because... Wait, is that what I'd rather do?
That's what you said,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Are things making sense?
I'd rather never truly understand anyone else, though. Because mm-hmm. then I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
See? So as long as they get me, I don't need to get you.
True. Yeah.
That's a joke. I'm a really nice person, guys.
We're nice people, man. Good. Yeah, I made a face right after that.
Questionable. All
right. That's so funny because I just saw a video earlier online. It said, like, is being a dog mom my only personality? No, I'm also a bitch.
That works.
Just a TikTok I saw.
Me. Side note.
Side note. Because I love TikTok.
Oh, another side note. You know how on your phones you can text or type without like clicking each letter individually? You can kind of just like glide on it.
Oh yeah, I saw that in like a phone hack video.
Yeah, so recently I've been texting that way and now I don't know how to text the normal way.
Really?
Like when I start typing, I get so many typos.
So you just go like...
Yeah, because I've been like swiping like crazy this whole week. That sounds like Tinder.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been swiping right for letters left on my phone. Up. Only up from here. All right. Next question. Do I ask?
You ask.
Oh, yeah. If you were to describe me to a new friend, what personality trait?
Treat? Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I see where the typos are.
If you were to describe me to a new friend, what personality trait would you mention first? Oh, God.
I would say the first thought I had was my friend Tracy, the jack of all trades.
Well, that works.
Because you are.
I feel like so many people like just describe me like that, though.
Because you are the the jack. You are a jack
of all. I am the jack.
She's the jack of all trades. You are a jack of all trades, though. Like, you dabble in a lot of things. But then, that's the first thought. But maybe not the most meaningful one.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Does it have to be meaningful?
No, I want it to be.
Okay, because I feel like you're going to hate my answer. It's just not great.
Okay, oh, what?
Jesus Christ, that's sorry. So scared me. It was a fucking cow.
I'm shocked. What would you describe me?
No, I wasn't going to be, like, meaningful or sentimental or anything.
Oh.
I'll just say that. She's nice.
Plain and simple. I mean, I was going to say you're nice, too, but then I wanted to make it more interesting.
Okay, fine.
It's fine. If that's your okay. If that's your answer, then that's your answer.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know how to describe you.
Are we even really friends?
Maybe not.
God.
That's such a weird thing. Like, I mean, I wouldn't, like, start describing to, like...
Like, hey, this is my friend Tracy. You know she's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, that's my friend Anne. You know she's, like, really nice, and she's, like, friendly, and, like, blah, blah, blah.
I guess if people ask, and that's what you say. But like, oh, what's your friend Tracy like? Oh, she's a jack of all trades.
Or imagine if people go... Why are you friends with Tracy?
Or she's nice.
This is a strange thing. Because obviously I'm friends with you for a reason, right?
She's fun.
If you had to.
I think I'm fun too.
Yeah. You are. Yeah.
See? That's why we're friends.
Nice question.
I'm asking. Let me pick. I don't know how many questions we asked.
I don't know. Also, you should have kept track.
Third or fourth one.
Okay. Oh, okay. See? This is
Thank
this
you.
Is great. Oh. Okay. Would you rather... Never get over your first love or never find one?
Never find one. Would you rather? I mean, I don't know if you can see, but I don't like pain. So I would rather never find love. Why would I want to be just thinking about...
Or obsessing over it? Yeah, like...
It's like 20 years later and I'm still thinking about the same guy. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, that's pretty
fucked up. But
that's
okay. If other people are still thinking about... Like, if you guys are still thinking about the same guy, true, 20 years later, that's fine. On your own... time and terms. Yeah. For me, though, personally.
I mean, we've said this in other episodes also. Everything on your own time, including that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, okay. What about you? Would you rather...
same answer. I would rather never find one.
Okay.
I'm really liking my own company. Mm. So, especially lately. I think, like, you know, like, I love being, like, by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just so peaceful. So...
I do get that, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, I'd rather never find... What is it? Never find one.
Yeah,
it doesn't say the one. It just says...
Never find love.
Love. Now that you mention it, though... I mean... Oh, you didn't mention it. But then now that I'm thinking about it more, I would rather never find love again. But also, deep down, I'm a lover, mangyud.
Sorry. I said that.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Get out of here.
No, but for real. For real. Stop crying. It's real. Cry laughing. No, but it's real though. Like, I think deep down, like, I love love. I love weddings. I love other people's love, you know. So I don't know. That's a difficult question.
Wait, oh my God, really? You love weddings. You love other people's. Oh, so you really are a lover.
A lover. Yeah.
Wait, I do. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such an interesting thing. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's not like I don't judge. But then, like, I love love.
Can you guess that I'm the opposite of that?
Yes. Yeah, I can tell.
Love is like a sure, I guess.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's a plus.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
It's like, I guess, if I want to open my feelings up. Ugh. That's something I need to work on, yeah.
Okay, you asked me your question then.
All right.
Let's move on from this.
Would you rather forget who you were or who everyone else was to you?
Oh. Oh my God, that's so difficult.
I love how surprised you are with your own question.
I know, I forget. Okay, a lot has happened between the time of me making these questions and me answering them now.
Hey, you know, 48 hours is so long.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah. 48 hours.
Was it really 48 hours? I don't even remember when I made this.
Possibly 72.
I would rather... I would.
I keep reading it.
It's difficult, right? I would rather.
Maybe we're just like overthinking the question.
I am now.
Making sure to get this right.
There's such deep questions too, huh?
I don't know why, but I'm leaning towards I would rather forget who I am.
Okay. Why?
Because I'm leaning towards.
Because I'm leaning towards it. Sure.
I feel like I can just. People can remind me of who I am, and I can just build from there. Like. Not really a new slate because, like, people know who I am. Mm. I just don't know who I am. So I guess I would rather have it that way than forget, like, my own mother or forget who you were or, you
right,
know.
Right,
right. Yeah, so I'm leaning towards that.
The same way. I would also rather forget who I am. Mm-hmm. But I get that because, I mean, there's so many things about myself that I don't like. So, I mean, yeah.
That too.
And, you know, if I could start sort of, like, from scratch, like I was a baby, and I could just sort of learn everything again and become this whole new person that was not before.
Sorry.
It's like a Tracy 2.0. It's still me. And I still know who everyone is to me. I can never, I don't think I can do that. Like, just forgetting everybody else. I'm actually such a sappy person.
Oh, I know that.
Like, and I could never forget another
She just doesn't show it, but she is a sappy person. It's like that movie that you don't like, but I love.
Oh my God. Yeah, Poor Things.
Yeah, I love Poor Things. And she doesn't like it. I told her to watch it because I was like, oh my God, this movie is so great. And then when I told her to watch it, she was like, I couldn't even finish the movie. And I was like, okay, I guess.
I tried so hard. I know. Really did.
But then she's basically a new person. Basically forgot who she was.
Okay, living. I guess.
When you said from a baby, I was like, basically her.
Okay, I don't mean it like that. I mean it like a reset.
I know, but kinda it just reminded me, okay?
I'm a computer and I had a virus corrupt my my computer.
Yeah, basically.
And now I need to install like a new software or the same one, just boot it up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on.
Would you rather have a brilliant mind?
Another typo incoming.
Really?
Yeah. I still don't know what word you actually meant.
Would you rather have a brilliant mind in a feeling body or a healthy body with a troubled mind? Sakto! Oh.
What the fuck is a feeling body?
Oh. It's supposed to be healthy. Because it's like the opposite.
Yeah, is that supposed to be feeble?
No, I don't think it was feeble. I don't think I remember ever saying the word feeble. Feeble! Okay, let's just change the question, huh?
Alright, yeah.
Make it simpler. Would you rather lose control of your body or lose control of your mind?
Oh, body. Sorry.
That was so easy for you.
Yeah.
I agree,
body.
Actually.
Body. Oh, but then, what does that mean? Like, my arms are going to be flailing around.
No, also, like, let's just say you get, like, sick in the mind or sick in the body.
I'm already sick in the mind.
Easy. Okay, fucking A, let me try to get that question.
Yeah, what about you?
Same.
Okay.
I mean
you're also sick in the mind.
I am sick in the mind. Okay, let me just say the question again.
All right.
Would you rather have a brilliant mind in a sickly body or a healthy body with a troubled mind?
Brilliant mind in a sickly body.
So, like, what's his name? Guy in the wheelchair. But genius.
Oh, but he's also kind of weird, right?
Sick in the mind.
Yeah.
So he's both.
Oh, but actually, you know what? No. I'll go with healthy body with a troubled mind, because that's me right now. So it's like just
also you're just living that life now.
Mm-hmm. Just like living my usual life.
Yeah. I would also pick healthy body, troubled mind, because, I mean, it's pretty troubled already, but I don't have to be a genius. I don't have to be brilliant.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't have to be. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Absolutely.
I don't have to be a brilliant mind.
Right, plus how sick are we talking, right?
Right, like there are levels to that stuff. How sick is my body?
But how brilliant is my mind? No, I don't know. No.
I'm just going to stop there. I'm just going to say healthy body with a troubled mind. That is my answer.
If you could go back and relive a happy moment for 5 minutes, what moment
It's supposed to be wood.
What moment would that be?
Yeah, there we go. I think I thought about this when I was typing this.
Okay.
I thought about that one time we were at the beach, and remember the sun was setting and then there was like a little shrimp or lobster fighting
crabs.
With was
crabs.
It crabs fighting with cup? Like a no not that
what?
Was it that no different
oh
they were in the water and then we were just watching them fight.
I was there.
Yeah, you were. There's a photo also where we were
I
all
was watching.
Yes.
Oh,
we were all watching the sunset.
Okay.
Together. And then there was like a shrimp or lobster or something that was fighting with, it wasn't an octopus, but I think in my mind it's an octopus, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It could have been, I can't remember.
A jellyfish maybe
a jellyfish. Yeah. I'm not sure, huh? But in my mind, it's a mountain.
By the shore.
Yeah. But it's a baby one also. This isn't a dream. I swear it's real.
I feel like it might be a jellyfish.
Maybe I'm like...
Oh, wait. But then by the shore?
Yeah.
I'm not great.
There's a lot
with,
of jellyfish by the
my
shore.
My animals in the ocean.
There's a lot of jellyfish by the shore. Small ones.
Okay.
And big ones too, sometimes. Anyways, that moment. It was... The sun was setting. There were fighting things in the ocean. And I was pretty drunk. But I still remember it.
I don't.
It was great. Yeah, she doesn't at all.
I must have been drunker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were. It was those days when we would, you know, like tequila all afternoon.
Oh, God. Afternoon too? Oh, my God.
What?
Daytime.
It's okay at the beach for some reason.
Yeah.
But then...
Why is that, right?
I don't know.
Like, if you're on the beach, it's okay to be drinking at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're non-alcoholic. Breakfast. You're just on vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if you do that in the city, you're, like...
Judged.
Yeah. Like, your friends are going to be like, hey, I think you have a problem.
Yeah, you know? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to see somebody?
You want to talk about it, you know? We're here for you.
I just wanted a drink.
Yeah.
I've never done that, though.
Me too.
If you could go back and relive a happy moment for 5 minutes, what would that be?
So hard for me.
Take your time.
Is it okay if actually...
What?
I don't think I have a...
Moment that you want to relive.
Yeah, I don't think I have a moment that I want to relive.
Okay. That's fine.
That's so negative. Huh?
Pancho says, so you must.
It was asked, therefore it shall be answered.
That's true. He's right.
He is right.
Hmm.
See how much of a pushover I am? I just let you go. Like, yeah, fine, I guess. Thanks, Punch. It could be anything.
Damn.
Like, something
that's
with your
so
dog.
That's so hard for me because if I had to think about a moment that was so happy and then I get to relive it, but only for 5 minutes... If I could think of a moment that I think is happy enough that I put it on that pedestal, that I would even want to go back to it, the pain I would feel only to feel it for... Again, I don't like pain, remember?
Yeah. And to be taken away.
Yeah. Because obviously, one thing that I would think about is maybe the time when my grandma was still alive,
mm-hmm.
before she got sick. Because it was like she got sick and it was just like...
Like everything like fell. Like,
yeah.
Like went down quick.
And she rose. And I would hate if
that
I could...
Sense.
Because it's like, why would I let myself go through that again? It's like, I already said goodbye to her. But then if I want to relive that moment, and only for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to go through the pain and have my heart break all over again for just for that 5 minutes.
I
really don't know.
It's like...
Maybe an hour.
five minutes? Too
yeah.
short.
That's like, you want me to die inside?
Yeah, 5 minutes is like, if your conscious body now goes back to that time,
yeah.
and you're still your... You're in your present day mind, but then like you're in that moment. It's like, oh my God, I only have 5 minutes.
Oh my God. You know those movies where they go back to the past
uh-huh.
and it's like a dead parent.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't tell them, like, don't get in that car.
Yeah.
And you want to so bad.
But you can't.
But you can't, yeah. And imagine that just for 5 minutes, right? And it's
mm-hmm.
just, you know.
That is super heartbreaking though. I get what you're saying. So next question.
Wait.
What?
Oh yeah. You already answered this. Okay.
Wait, who's picking? Me or you?
You.
You're.
Oh.
You pick, yeah.
No, and you pick.
Yeah,
oh, I pick?
Because you asked the last question.
God, this is so hard.
We're so confused.
This is a fun one.
I know, but I don't know how to answer this.
Oh, wait, long. I have to ask the people.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry.
I have to tell the people.
Tell
if there
the
are
people.
Any. What is one quality we both have that makes our friendship work so well?
Yeah, I don't know. That's such a hard question. Sometimes I don't even know why we're friends.
Ouch.
I think during the weekend, did someone ask why we were best friends?
Yeah.
I just simply forgot. I mean,
did we
I remembered
answer it?
It. Yeah, I was like, how did we answer that?
Oh, I think we just answered it with how we met.
Oh, yeah.
No, he asked how or why. I think he asked, like, how, because we explained to him why we or how we met. Right?
Yeah.
So, what's one quality we both have that makes our friendship work so well?
That's so hard.
I know.
Because, like, is it one quality that makes our friendship work?
Yeah.
You can name, like, one quality?
No, I can't.
Oh, because
I don't think
very,
it's only just one.
You were so sure about the way you said
Sorry,
yeah. So I was like...
I misunderstood your question. I don't think there's only one, but then also I can't pinpoint what they are.
Right.
I don't
Did you want to know? Were you hoping I knew the answer to this
I
question?
I guess. It's okay. Just challenging questions to ask your friends.
This is such a hard thing because it's about our friendship.
That's the point. Just kidding. But I think maybe one of our the qualities we both have is that we're both... There was a thought in my mind, we're both so apologetic to each other.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that too.
So it makes us really, like, think... It's not a good quality. Because I always tell you to stop apologizing. Yeah. And you tell me that also, but I think I tell you more.
You tell me more to stop saying sorry, though.
I think it really makes us think about, like, our friendship on a different level. Like, oh my God, like, I don't know how to put it into words. This is so hard.
I can't also, so I'm just waiting for you to put it into words. Because I feel like I honestly don't think about our friendship. I don't think about, like, my friendship with people. It's just, like, it is.
Yeah, for me, this friendship is pretty low maintenance. You know what I mean? Can you agree?
Yeah, it is.
And I love it.
But I mean...
It's not no maintenance, it's just low maintenance, right?
Yeah. Like, if I didn't talk to you for a while, that would be fine. That doesn't really happen.
But... Except that one time when I didn't really talk to you and you were like, fucking talk to me, bitch.
No, that was different though, because I was really like, yo, don't shut me out right now. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. I really shut her out and she was like, fuck, dude. It's a good thing you did that though.
Like, I was like, dude, you gotta like just stop doing that. Like, it's like, I'm trying to help you here.
I like to do that. I shut people out, but I'm improving.
Oh, actually, if anything, I have actually said, like, look, I'm trying to help you. So I actually have said that to you.
You have. I'm trying to help you. Actually, yeah.
Oh, so I made it weird. I'm sorry.
Because you said that?
Yeah, and you've never even said that to me. Like.
I think you were just so fed up with me. That's why.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I think. Yeah. But not like because I hated you.
I know.
It's because you cared about me. Because I cared, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, we're very understanding. I think that's one thing.
One thing.
Yeah.
I feel like we're also both very short-tempered, though, actually.
Oh, my God, yeah. So short-tempered.
But I like how it's not as obvious with you than it is with me. Because with me, it's very obvious that I'm very short-tempered. Uh-huh. But for you, I don't think it's obvious for a lot of people that you're very short-tempered.
Yeah, but then when the fuse blows, it's like...
Because I've seen times where you've kind of like blown up a little bit and then always just, I'm so taken aback because I'm always like, oh my God, like pulling a Tracy.
She's not as chill as she seems, guys. But yeah, it takes a lot for that to happen though.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
For sure. You're very like, you know how to like sort of wait and not let it escalate more.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of more like,
let's fucking go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then also that's one thing I like because... You know, it's like, say it how it is. But then also, I guess, at times it's good to hold back. I don't know, there's like a positive and a negative.
Oh, I like that sometimes when I'm more serious, you're being stupid. And sometimes when you're being serious, I'm being stupid.
See, we balance each other out.
Yeah, yeah.
We balance each other out.
Yeah. So see, it's like, now that we have to think about it, and those are the qualities that make our friendship work so well.
Who asked the last question?
Tracy was just about to ask you a question.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
So yeah, Tracy's...
Four or seven? Which one?
Wait, sorry. If you could, would you rather spend the day with your younger or older self?
That is kind of difficult too. I think I would rather spend a day with my younger self.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think because when I was a kid, I just had so many questions about adulthood, what I would be like at this age, how I would feel... who my friends would be, because like you grow up thinking that your friends are always going to be the same, or like your situation in life is always going to be the same, but it's constantly changing.
I mean, the only thing that's constant is change.
Yeah. Exactly. So you didn't know that when you were a kid, or when I was at like a certain age, I didn't know that it would always be changing. I always thought that I would feel this way my entire life, or like at least until I'm a working adult, or I don't know, you know, stuff like that.
Is it almost like you want to reassure your younger self when you meet them? That's what you want to do?
I would want to reassure my younger self, but then not spoil anything for them. Like, make your own decisions, go through it the way I went through it, even. Like, I even kind of want to appear to my younger self as a different person, even.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of like a...
So they don't think that that's them, or you're them.
Yeah, kind of.
So that doesn't change the timeline to...
Yeah, because like, or what if when they meet me, they forget that I was there, but then they have like a feeling that stays with them, or like a feeling of reassurance. I don't know. But
I get you. Right? Kind of like all of the the way they understood it and the teachings or mm-hmm. the
stays with them.
Yeah, stays with them.
But then they don't remember but that then I was there.
They don't know why they know this and who told them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Something like that. So yeah, something like that. So I would rather choose to be with my younger self.
Since you said that you'd rather choose to be with your younger self, our next question also happens to be, if you met your 10-year-old self, what would you say? Can you just continue on and answer that as well?
Ooh.
Since you answered that you would rather spend the day with your younger self.
Along the lines of the same thing, I would reassure myself that, I guess with all the questions that you have now, like this is me talking to my younger self.
Yeah.
Like with all the like questions.
I'm a little yeah. Anne right now.
So Anne. With all, sorry. It's just funny. So with all the
would
questions.
It help if I made myself shorter?
No.
Okay.
With all the questions that you have about the future, I can just assure you that things will always work themselves out and things will change. Some things are harder than others, but there's nothing that you can't overcome. Like, you might not expect to overcome things the way that you think, but they will work themselves out. I guess something along those lines.
I love that.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Yeah, that's definitely something that your younger self would appreciate if...
Right.
I'm not 10. I appreciated that.
I wonder if my 10-year-old self could comprehend what the fuck I was saying.
Yeah.
Right. Probably,
right?
Because
I think we're going to choose different words too, though.
Yeah, of course. And maybe some metaphors here and
yeah.
there. Like to make it more relatable.
Absolutely,
or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let me ask you. If you could, would you rather spend a day with your younger self or your older self?
I'm going to go the opposite route, my older self.
Yeah, because you gave me a face. I think I kind of... Okay, so you're going to go for older, huh? Okay, so
I
yeah.
I feel like every time I disagree with you, though, you can always tell from my face,
of course,
right?
I can. And be like, okay, we're about to have a debate right now. Would you rather spend the day with your younger self or your older self?
Older self, definitely.
And why?
So I could ask my older self, like, is my life going to mean something one day? Or one day, like, does the sadness go away, you know? Or do I just get used to it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think that's what I would ask my older self. Also because I naturally overthink so much. So I would like to know, like, hey, old Tracy, like, slap some logic or some wisdom and some logic. Slap some wisdom, you know?
Into whatever's
head,
happening
yeah.
or the situation.
Or into me, because, like, yeah. I clearly need guidance. So, yeah, definitely my older self.
I have a question for you, though.
With what?
Sorry. Came out. Do you think that it's essential for you to have a meaning in life? Or can you just go... can you just go through life just appreciating it as it is? Like, appreciating things for what they are every day? Like, little things and stuff like that.
That's a great question.
I've,
yeah, well, it's that's not the question. It's this or that, okay?
It's black or white.
It has been answered,
yeah.
therefore. It has been asked, so therefore it shall be answered.
Therefore it shall be answered.
So for me, I think that if you asked me this question years ago, I would have said, no, life doesn't need to have meaning. Or it doesn't really matter to me. It's whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living my life. I'm young. I'm just having fun. I'm doing whatever I want. And also, I just think I've lived my life for too long without meaning and very negatively and
mm-hmm.
just down. So I think for the next sort of chapter of my life or whatever, I would like for it to have some meaning.
Okay, that's great, actually.
But, you know, I never get it, okay? You know, people say, oh, it's...
What?
No, people say, like, it's not about the destination, it's the journey.
Yeah.
But okay, let me ask you guys, why the fuck are we on this journey then?
See, there's no meaning to it.
So are we just, like getting in a car and it's not about going to the mall, it's just about driving.
That's, okay, if you put it that way, it's so fucking dumb.
I mean, right? Every time someone says that, and I'm like, so what's the point of the journey then? Why are we here?
I think maybe what they're trying to get at is appreciate the journey at every stage. I
yeah,
guess. Yeah,
I
right?
know.
It's just the...
I just like making it hard for
the
people.
The question is so dumb when you ask it like that.
Right?
It's like, huh? What?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, right? It's like things I think about, like, 2 a.m. Like, I'm sitting down, and I'm like, why then are we on this journey?
So I think that wraps up our episode 12
Thank you so much for like preparing those questions.
Of course.
Because I barely like did anything for this part. I was just like,
that's fine, because
do it, Anne.
I barely remembered the questions that I put down anyways.
Yeah, and if it weren't for friend Poncho over here.
Shout out Poncho in the
back.
Shout
out Poncho. Get in the frame, Poncho.
Just like, you know, a little. This guy has been helping us out today. So yeah. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
And for those of you who don't know, we are also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and a bunch of other platforms, but we don't have to name that. But we'll always be on YouTube, so don't worry. You miss an episode, it's not there anymore. It's always on YouTube.
Always. And, you know, you can see our faces on there. Not like on Spotify. Okay, so catch you on the next one, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
That's a wrap.
Yay!
All right.